Welcome to Bare Roots,
the podcast that unearths the truth.
Allegedly.
We're your hosts. I'm Alina.
And I'm Shannon.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bare Roots. Today, we are so excited because this is our third season. We've officially hit the 1 year mark. We're so happy. You know, this is kind of like our anniversary. Our baby has turned one, Shan.
Wow.
So we wanted to do the first episode on something pop culture related. We know you guys love that. So today we're talking all about the Kardashian curse. Is it real? Is it not real? Well, today we're going to dive into that. But Shannon, before we begin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. So just for the readers to know, or the readers, the listeners to know, I recently moved, as in 3 days ago, just to a different apartment. So this is going to be a new audio setup. I'm in a different space, a different room, a different Wi-Fi connection, potentially. Hopefully it sounds good. I also now live on the train tracks. So hopefully we don't have any trains go by. One went by right before Alina and I started talking. So hopefully we're good. If not, I will mute myself so we don't hear a train. But yeah, I feel good. I feel like you're going to have to pull most of the weight on this episode, Alina, because I am not a Kardashian person. I don't know anything about them, really.
Don't worry, Shannon, I got you. You know, as my bio says, I am a pop culture enthusiast, so I feel very confident in today's episode. And I also feel confident in your ability to share, you know, the story that we're going to be talking about today. So I got you. I mean, there's so much to talk about. There's so many family members, part of the Kardashian-Jenner tribe, but we're really going to focus in on Kim Kardashian because she's really like kind of the reason why they're all so popular and famous. So we'll dive into them. We'll touch upon like the siblings a little bit, but she's kind of the star of the show.
Right. So Should we get right in?
Yeah, let's do it.
So Kim Kardashian was the second of four children. She was born on October 21st, 1980. Kourtney was her older sister, and Khloe and Robert were younger siblings. Totally forgot that there is a boy.
Yeah, we kind of all forget. It's kind of sad, but like we all feel bad for Rob. Everyone does, but yeah, he's kind of the forgotten.
Do we feel bad for Rob, or is he living the life and he's, you know, just lower key?
No, we definitely feel bad for him. He's really struggled a lot with his weight specifically. He kind of doesn't really have a lot going on. I mean, he has a business called Arthur George, which is a sock company that he kind of runs. But I mean, when you compare him to his sisters, he's definitely not at the top. And I think that's why we all feel bad for him, because he's just constantly being compared. So he just stays off social media and took a step back in that light. I think he's well off, you know, financially. Well, I don't want to say he's well off, but I don't know. I feel like he's got his family to take care of him at the end of the day.
Right. Well, their father was Robert Kardashian. He gained national recognition as a member of the O.J. Simpson's legal team during his 1995 murder trial. He was the defense. He was on the defense, right?
Yep, exactly.
And their mother is Chris, and she later served as Kim's manager.
Yep, and for all of the siblings. And she actually got the I think the word is patent. I think she got that trademarked patent or something. I think it's trademark, actually, now that I think about it. Momager.
Oh.
So she owns the rights to that. But yeah, that whole situation with the O.J. Simpson trial, I mean, that was so big and controversial at that time. And they were, I'm almost 99% sure that they were divorced at that time. But you had Rob Kardashian, who was fighting for O.J. Simpson, and then Kris Jenner was actually on the side of Nicole because that was her best friend.
Whoa.
Yeah, so this really divided the family, and it was just like a very uncomfortable position that the Kim talks about, and Kourtney just feeling like they kind of had to pick sides, and like they would sit with their parents every day, kind of switching like on and off.
Oh,
but yeah, that I just can't even imagine being that close to that. I mean, so many people feel so strongly about that case on both sides too.
Yeah, and they don't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Yes, they were divorced by that time because they divorced in 1989. So Kim was only 9. And Chris married the Olympic gold medalist, Bruce Jenner, who is now Caitlyn Jenner. And they had 2 children, Kendall and Kylie. They were married from 1991 to 2014.
Yeah, this was a pretty long time. It was quite a shock when Bruce transitioned to Caitlyn. That was a really big story as well. But they definitely had a solid marriage for quite some time.
Yeah. So in 1998, Kim graduated from high school, and she subsequently became an assistant to Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, she married producer Damon Thomas, and she was 20 and he was 30.
Mm-hmm.
And they divorced in 2004. So they were only together for 4 years.
Yeah. Everyone kind of forgets that she was married to this guy. Like, I think she even forgets it herself.
And then 2 years later, Kim, along with Courtney and Chloe, opened Dash, which was a boutique in Calabasas, California. And there were several other locations that were added later. In early 2007, a sex tape featuring Kim and her then boyfriend, R&B singer Ray J, was leaked online, and she sued the video's distributor and later received a out-of-court settlement.
Mm-hmm. This was a huge deal for her. I mean, it makes sense.
Is that when she got famous?
Yeah, like this really put her on the map. Like before, she was kind of riding the wave of Paris Hilton, and the paparazzi was constantly, you know, taking photos of Paris. So they were like, oh, like, who's this girl that you're always with? And so they kind of took note of her, and she was working actually for Paris Hilton so she talks about not necessarily being an assistant, but she was her closet organizer for Paris Hilton, and they were best friends. And then Paris really showed her like the way of like being famous and da da da. But yeah, when the sex tape came out, like it caused such a stir because people were like, wait, we know her. And then this also helped, you know, catapult them into stardom with their series.
Yeah. So in October of 2007, Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiered on the E! Channel, and it was a huge success. We all know Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The family members obtained various levels of celebrity, with Kim, who obviously is known for being beautiful and having that curvy figure, and she particularly became a pop culture phenomenon.
Oh yeah, I feel like she's really changed so much for the industry. Oh, because before then, do you remember when we were younger? I mean, it still kind of is, but it was very heavily like prominent in the modeling world. You want to be stick skinny. You want to be so skinny, like anorexic almost. Mm-hmm. And so many celebrities got into that dangerous zone. But she was the first celebrity, I feel like, in a really long time. I mean, I could even say maybe since Marilyn Monroe time, where her curves became the new standard of beauty, is what I wanted to try to say, which is kind of insane.
No, that is really insane. Although some people criticize her popularity because they say that she's simply famous for being famous, you know, that also included a strong social media presence. And she actually created a hugely profitable brand, which I feel like when I was younger, I was kind of more on the side of, oh, they're just famous for being famous. But then as you get older and you see like the amount of work that they have to put into maintaining their brands and how smart they are and how cunning, like they're successful because they are successful. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Like they've definitely reached a point where they're now no longer just reality TV stars or, you know, just dumb pretty girls. They have definitely built an empire. And
seriously,
I think too, the whole timing of it for them was beyond perfect, with social media at that time being, you know, it had just gotten started. So with them riding that or just not even writing it because it just started, like being pioneers really of Twitter and Instagram and using that, because not a lot of celebrities were doing that. People were just using it more of like us commoners, you know, like it wasn't really a way for celebrities to connect with quote unquote us commoners. And the way previously it was is through magazines, if anything, you know, maybe a TV segment spot or whatever to talk to us. But yeah, all of them, they really use social media as a way to stay connected to the fans. And I feel like if it wasn't for that, I wonder how long their show would have lasted.
No, yeah, that's a good point. Because if you can't keep up with it, it just is a show and that's it. And they're just kind of stars on the TV screen and not almost like real people.
Exactly. And it's almost like, yes, the reality TV show, we got a glimpse into their life and like we all fall in love with like different people and all their characteristics and whatnot, but then social media allowed us to get even a deeper look into our personalities and to like really love them even more, which is so interesting to look at it from like that perspective.
I don't think I've ever watched an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Are you serious?
I don't think so.
Not even like a rerun on E? It's just like flipping through the channels and just throw it on as a background. Shannon. Honestly, you should say that as your, well, I don't know if you should use that as your fun fact, because I don't know, people might like hate on you.
I can use that as a never have I ever thing.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my god, that should be your number one, because everybody will put a finger down for that.
So in addition to endorsement deals, Kim was involved in numerous business ventures, including a series of fitness DVDs, a credit card, various beauty products, and a game app that allowed users to create a celebrity, which is fun. In 2019, she launched a shapewear company called Skims. And in 2020, Kim and other members of the family signed a production deal with Hulu, and Keeping Up with Kardashians ended the following year.
Yeah, on E, which was devastating. I think they were on for 15 years, which is insane. But if you want a hot take on my, you know, personal opinion of the show, since you haven't seen an episode, it was time. And actually, we were talking about the whole social media and how important it was and all this stuff. I actually think at the end, social media started to hinder them from the TV show, because we were all seeing and following along like on their Instagram story, on Snapchat, what they were doing in real time. And then we had to wait 6 months, you know, for it to air, for us to get the full story or whatever, like the behind the scenes, but we had already seen it. Yeah. So it was almost holding them back, like this TV show. And then they also stopped, I don't want to say stopped being real, but they definitely became more private. And you could see them holding back. And I don't know if it was a combination. I think it could be with the combination of like COVID. So they couldn't really go anywhere per se, but they had a bunch of kind of dumb storylines. And it was like the substance wasn't good anymore. Like before, I felt like they were more relatable. And then by the end of it, they're just kind of, we're so done with this and we want to be private. We don't want to be sharing anymore. So the fact that they even moved over to Hulu and they want to continue, I think a lot of people are so curious to know, is it going to be exactly the same? Like, is it going to be a TV show, you know, but just now on Hulu, or is it going to be a different format? How is it going to be, you know, will it be the same? Will it be different? And I'm so curious to know like what that will look like, because like I said, you could tell they were dying. Like they didn't want to do the show anymore, but they were just kind of doing it to do it. So the fact that they agreed, I'm like, I don't know, I kind of hope it's a little different.
So they are continuing the show. It's just behind Hulu's paywall or whatever.
Exactly. And I, to be fair, a lot of people said that E definitely weren't paying them a lot of money for what they were bringing in and how much they really deserved. I think they got paid $100 million for, I don't know, like a few seasons, which when you divide it by all those people, it's really not a lot, especially for them. Like it's a lot of work to be that open and transparent for, I don't know, like a couple million. And I know that sounds bad, but they definitely, they're worth more than that, essentially, you know? Well, and I think they were like, okay, we kind of know our worth, so we're going to go to Hulu and make some more money.
They definitely don't need them, that's for sure. So they get paid how many thousands for one Instagram post?
Oh, so Kris Jenner has said if it's a medical thing, like more of a supplement or, yeah, like medicine. I mean, Khloe Kardashian has done like medicine deals or whatever. She says they definitely make at least $1 million, at least minimum.
Per post.
Per post.
Yeah. So we don't need, you know, they don't need the show. Why would they put in that much effort into a show?
Exactly. And like I said, yeah, they really weren't getting paid that much when you consider how much they make off social media for nothing.
Yeah. Back in the early days, it was good money, but now they've made a name for themselves without the show. So they don't need that.
Exactly. Exactly.
So in addition to all that, in the late 2010s, Kim became involved in prison reform, and through her efforts, various incarcerated individuals were released. Notably, in 2018, she helped secure a presidential commutation for Alice Marie Johnson, which she was a nonviolent drug offender who was serving a life sentence. So she helped her get out of prison. Isn't she becoming a lawyer?
Yeah, right now she's in school for becoming a lawyer. And actually in the most recent season, or the last one, I guess, you could see her practicing for the baby bar exam. And she took it twice and failed both. But yeah, so she's on her way to becoming a lawyer, which is pretty admirable, honestly. Yeah, she's a celebrity. Yeah, she has all these businesses, like, have to become a lawyer. It's not, I feel like a lot of people who are like, I'm gonna become a lawyer, they're like, okay, I'm doing this for the paycheck. You know, I know it pretty well. For her, that if she was in it for the money, that's a dumb idea, you know?
Yeah, no. Again, paid a lot more.
Yeah, she can get paid millions and millions for an Instagram ad. You know, she doesn't need to go to school, study exams, and, you know, while she's being a mother and a wife, well, I guess not a wife anymore, but, you know, businesswoman just for the money. So you can tell she's definitely passionate about this.
Yeah, for sure. So going into Kim's relationships, she's been a fixture in the tabloids and much attention has been devoted to her relationships, as with all celebrities, you know. In 2011, she married basketball player Chris Humphries, and the ceremony was videotaped and later broadcast on E! But only 72 days later, she filed for divorce, which was finalized in 2013. 72 days.
Yep.
That was just a publicity stunt, right?
And, well, no, she says it's not. She's like, it would have been a lot of effort for her to make that a publicity stunt. But I think she definitely felt pressured into doing the wedding because of the videotape. Like, she was getting paid by E! To do this. There were so many people flying it.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it was, I don't kind of, we're gonna do this for the money, right?
Well, she said, okay, she actually talked about this in her reunion, that she didn't make any money at all because she had to pay off. There was something like, she said she made no money at all, and that all of it went to legal fees for like the divorce or whatever. Like, it wasn't even worth it. So definitely not in it for the money. She said it would have been a lot more financially smart for her to not get married than to pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
In 2012, Kim began dating rapper Kanye West, and their daughter North, Nori West, was born the following year. And in 2014, she and West were married. They had a second child named Saint West in 2015. Another daughter, Chicago, and a son, Psalm, were born in 2018 and 2019, respectively, via surrogate, which I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. Her other two kids, the last two, were born through surrogacy, which is crazy because on the show, my God, I like watch too much of the show. You really saw her struggle with both of the first two pregnancies. So it really wasn't safe for her to have children, like her carrying it, but she went through the surrogacy route, which I have to say was very interesting from her perspective, because I feel like she is one of the first and few people, like celebrity wise, to talk about that and the process, because I feel like it's very, so rare. Not a lot of people do it and, like, you know, think of it as like a viable option. I think the only other person.
It's so expensive.
It's very expensive. The only other person I had heard about surrogacy before her was Juliana Rancic. Do you know who she is?
No.
She's an E! Host, or she used to be, or I don't know, is, or whatever. But she does celebrity red carpets, and she would do like the entertainment on E! Kind of like talking about the pop culture. And her husband actually had a reality TV show. Her husband's from Apprentice. He won season one of The Apprentice, which is interesting. And they were documenting their journey, their life or whatever. And they were trying to get pregnant. And when they were trying to get pregnant, but it just wasn't happening for them. They were like definitely struggling. They were like, okay, let's do some health tests or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And luckily she did it, because that's where she found out she had breast cancer, like an early stage of it. And so they were able to catch it quickly. So she's okay now and like fully recovered. But because of that, they were like, okay, let's do surrogacy. So that's what they did. They ended up doing that. And she now has a son named Duke.
Very nice.
This is a pop culture heavy episode.
It's only pop culture. I was going to say, I'm like, she had a kid in 2018 and then another kid in 2019. Whoa. But yeah. It's surrogate. So that's fine. Unfortunately, I don't know what your thoughts are on it, but unfortunately in this year, 2021, Kim and Kanye announced that they are divorcing.
Yeah, no, definitely upsetting for all the fans, because I definitely thought they were a great pair, a good duo.
So yeah, that's what's going on with Kim.
Yeah, she's definitely lived a full life, a lot of twists and turns, and I think that's what keeps the show interesting and keeps them relevant, because there's so many things that you could have never predicted with that family, the whole everyone. But yes, so now that we have the facts straight on who Kim Kardashian is and kind of her family that she grew up around, let's talk about the conspiracy theories. But before we do, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Alrighty, so let's dive into the conspiracy theory. So really, there's only one major conspiracy theory, and it's the idea of the Kardashian curse. And so this is a conspiracy theory over the Kardashians, Jenners, and there's some sort of like effects that they have on their ex-partners. And it basically is where it seems that all of their past ex-partners experienced bad luck after the breakup / divorces. Fans really brought this conspiracy thing to the forefront, but it didn't really help when even Kylie Jenner low-key mentioned it in an episode in 2016 on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And she said, "The Kardashian curse is every male figure that comes and dates a Kardashian. Their life kind of just goes downhill after that." So even Kylie was dipping her toes into this and kind of believing it and talking to her sisters about it. So is it just a coincidence or is it a curse? Let's take a look at the lineup. So for the first guy we're going to analyze is Scott Disick. So this is Kourtney's on again, off again relationship for about 9 years. And on the show, you can really see the greatness of their relationship and the struggles of their relationship. They never got married, but they do have 3 children together and they're wicked close. He's on the TV show. He's pretty much a cast member. And the big thing that you see and like the biggest struggles that you see between not only their relationship, but him himself, is that he really battles with drinking, and you see him go in and out of rehab facilities and just dealing with past trauma. I know one thing where we all felt so bad for him, because at one point as a viewer, I feel like we were all anti-Scott, like he's such a bad guy, da, da, da. But then you felt really bad for him because in 2013, kind of like back to back, both of his parents died, really close timing. And he's originally from New York, so he's kind of living out here, not out here, but like in California. He has no siblings, so kind of like his parents were his only family. And so the fact that he lost them so quickly at a young age, I'm talking he lost them like, I don't know, like in his mid-20s. And again, both of them back to back. It's just really sad. I feel like that would be so hard and tough for anyone. And here's Scott, you know, trying to just take it day by day. So he has tried to get some help through the rehab centers. I don't really know where his mental state is now, but he is dating a 19-year-old. Her name is Amelia Gray, and we really don't condone that. I think he's like 36 or something like that.
Jesus.
Yeah. He's like in his mid-30s. And he just tends to date young girls. His former girlfriend was Sophia Richie, which is Lionel Richie's daughter, aka, if you know, Nicole Richie, who's like, used to be like best friends with Paris Hilton. I mean, I guess they might still be friends, but yeah. And she was a young gal too. So I don't know. Might be something he needs to figure out, but this is kind of Scott's life. Then we have Lamar Odom, and he was a former NBA star. So him and Chloe got off really, really quickly, and they dated only for a few short months and got married very quick. They just like were so in love. Unfortunately, they did file for divorce 4 years later after he had a public meltdown, and he was known to have become addicted to drugs and he cheated on her. So as you can assume, you know, she kind of was like, enough is enough. And I still feel like there are a lot of secrets about that relationship, even though they were filming a lot and they even had their own, what's the word, spinoff shows.
No.
I think there was like a lot of darkness happening in that relationship. And I mean, yeah, we talked about the whole drugs and all of this stuff, but I don't know. Like, I think it was really, really bad. And even at that point, I would say, kind of talking about Rob Kardashian, he was living with them, with Khloe and Lamar, when they were married, because Khloe and Rob are like really, really close siblings. And you really can pinpoint, like, Rob started going downhill around that time too. You could see him, he was gaining weight. He was very unhappy with himself. You saw him like retracting from social media, from his business, very unmotivated. And they kind of allude to the fact, she was like, I feel really bad that he was just around that environment.
Mm.
So I don't know. As a viewer, like, I personally have, I think there's like a lot we do not know that I'm kind of curious about. But one thing that we do know about that was definitely in the media was in 2015, she actually ended up putting her divorce on hold after Lamar was found unconscious inside a brothel in Nevada. So you could definitely tell he was not in good spirits. But the divorce was finalized in 2016. And even Lamar kind of admits that possibly him and Chloe were, quote, probably cursed, because they had a fragrance that they created together called Unbreakable. So was it kind of like a jinx, you know, sort of situation? I don't know.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. And even when I was watching the show and they were making this called Unbreakable, I'm like, dang, I kind of hope you guys laugh, because it'd be really uncomfortable if it doesn't. The next person we have is Tyga. So Tyga is a rapper where he actually met Kylie when she was just 14 at Kendall's Sweet 16. So when Kendall was having a Sweet 16 party, he was the performer, special rapper, music, whatever, blah, 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 for the birthday party. And he was 21. And they claim that they didn't start dating until she was 17. But people think it was a little bit earlier. But I mean, duh, you know, the age difference. So she was a big fan before they started dating. And then, of course, I'm sure they like hit it off.
Yeah.
He even bought her a Ferrari for her 18th birthday. But the thing about Tyga was that he was in a slew of financial issues, like a lot. In fact, he was sued for hundreds of thousands of dollars for back rent. So he definitely was not savvy, or like whoever his team was not good with the money.
I really hope he didn't have a team, because they failed.
Miserably, for sure. And people speculate that they might have split due to his financial struggles. So we don't really know exactly why they broke up, but yeah, it could have been that. Another guy that we have, these two are more, you know, tied to Kim Kardashian herself, which we alluded to, Chris Humphries. He was actually a former NBA player. And again, they were only married for 72 days, I should say. And the divorce reportedly left Humphries feeling bummed.
I love that was a quote. So divorce left him feeling bummed.
Yeah,
that's the word for the divorce.
He was definitely really bitter about the divorce. Like, that divorce process, she said, it lasted so long. He was very stubborn on a lot of things. Took a lot of detail about that, but she does feel really bad for him, because she said he grew up in kind of a more Christian household. So divorce for him was really something that he really, really didn't want. And he also really wanted to get the marriage annulled, but that didn't end up happening because she didn't want to do that. But she said, she's like, I should have done that.
Okay.
And then last but not least, we have Kanye West. So of course, as we know now, after 6 years of marriage, they did get a divorce. And Kanye has shared publicly that he has bipolar disorder. And this really was a pain point in their marriage. And it proved to be really difficult for them to manage that. And Kim kind of alludes to that, but she doesn't talk too much about it, keeping it really private. And that's kind of what I was saying to you earlier, how we can see it on Twitter where Kanye is just like going crazy on Twitter, but she didn't want to talk about it on the TV show and she just wanted to be very private. So, and one of the great things about the show is that they're very open about everything. But once they started to shut down and be like, no, I don't want to talk about this on camera, that's where I personally felt as a viewer, I'm like, okay, like the show kind of needs to be done.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But despite all of these examples of the Kardashian curse, Kendall Jenner actually spoke about this in the season finale reunion. And she, quote, says, "What I don't like about this narrative is that the blame is on us. I think the men need to take that responsibility. I think that we're all extremely giving and caring and loving women. And when there is a man in our lives, we like give everything to them. And as a family, we all love them so much." And then Kris Jenner chimed in to note that the family's romantic partners have experienced great success, including 2 NBA championships and a Super Bowl. And Kendall then, you know, concluded by saying, factually, it just doesn't add up. It's almost offensive personally. Like, she was ready to answer this question in the reunion, just to shut it down and say like, hey, like, this is not a narrative that we signed up for. And like, why are we being put this way? You know?
Yeah.
And then kind of arguing the whole, if we were men, what would that look like? So, but what do you think, Shen? Where's your tinfoil hat? Do you think there's a Kardashian curse or do you think it's a coincidence?
My tinfoil hat is on the shelf and I'm out of the room. I do not think that there's a curse. I think that they are just, you know, the most famous family in America, certainly, maybe even the world. I don't know. And that's a lot of pressure and a lot of publicity and a lot of people prying into your life. And it probably just messes with your head. And I'm sure that these guys weren't getting, what's the word, positive feedback after these breakups and divorces. And they just couldn't handle the pressure of the celebrity. And I think it was Kylie. I think in that same interview, I saw that she said something like, I was built for being a celebrity and the guys weren't, which honestly, it sounds really obnoxious, but it's true. You know, they all are very, very good at what they do. Mm-hmm. And you can see it in the amount of money that they get.
Right.
And yeah, that life is definitely not for most people. So I think it just wears all of these guys down personally. What about you?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. And I think it's kind of unfair to look at it, you know, looking at it as a family, because I mean, we see so many celebrity relationships go down. I mean, the life expectancy of a marriage or even a relationship in Hollywood is just so small. And I mean, 1 year in Hollywood is really 10 years in the real world.
True.
So I just, like similar to you, like, I just think it's really unfair to kind of put all of that on them. And what I will say about the family, especially the whole, how they got started with the reality TV show and just social media, like their brand is sharing a lot of their life. And so you fall for their personalities and whatnot versus, I mean, I would argue they are businesswomen now, but like how they got started is, you know, like through the show and social media. But these athletes, it's like, you know them for their sport, or like they're musicians, you know them for their music. Like, it's very specific. It's not necessary. You might like their personalities, just a great added bonus that probably takes a listener or like a fan to like the next level. But with them, I just think I could actually really see, for a lot of guys, it's very intimidating to be around a very powerful woman driven family.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine there's certain amount of men who could handle someone like Kylie Jenner, who is a billionaire, or Kim, who is also a billionaire, and they're just making so much money. And you know, knowing that maybe they're not going to be the breadwinners like they are. And so they kind of run the show.
They will never be the breadwinner.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of why I liked Kim and Kanye, because I felt like Kanye was very like much similar level.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really that power dynamic. It's like you do you and I do me sort of situation.
Yeah.
And I mean, you kind of even see it with Rob. Rob is just kind of like walked all over and he's just not at the same level as his sisters. And even the younger ones, like I said, like Kylie with the billionaire company or the billion dollar company. And then you have Kendall, who's like the top supermodel. So yeah, I don't know. It's just some people I just think can't take it.
Yeah. No, I would agree.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think so.
No curse here.
Yeah. But an interesting family for sure. Definitely something I will obviously be keeping up with. and it'll be interesting to see too how this empire really develops now that they all have their own kids. The kids are getting older. I think North is like maybe even 9 years old. So, and I'm pretty sure that's around the same age where Kylie Jenner started the show. Yeah. So it's just kind of weird to see the next generation. And even for myself, I'm like, wow, like how am I keeping up with a 40-year-old? Like Kim Kardashian is 40, turning 41. Just that in itself, the way that she's worked and been able to stay this relevant and have someone like me follow her who is older. It's like, wait, what about you is relevant? You know, like you're just like some 40-year-old person, but they do it.
They do it. And they do it well.
They do it real well. So yeah, that concludes today's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed this pop culture conspiracy theory episode. And we're so happy to be back. We have a great list of episodes in the works. So if you have any other suggestions, we'd love to hear it. Let us know on Instagram at BareRootsPod, B-A-R-E. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.